przyjmować błąd.
Shin Mem, Sivkot Chazayim, talk about safety pins. Very, very interesting, Elisa. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Korban and Sanah was a problem. Using safety pins on Shabbos is problematic because it's a shayla of Tofa.
It's a
Yeah, but even so, oh, so now I want to speak about. Let's talk about this. Let's start with this first because it's been brought up a few times. We know by kosher there was a shayla. Is there kosher she'en shakayam is mutter? Means if a person makes a knot for less than 24 hours, that's allowed to be done. Some say less than 7 days. The ma'aser we take on the ik halacha is less than 24 hours. If a person b'shas atchak, a person can be lenient less than 7 days. Have you got the same head about tofa? That's what you're asking, really. Yeah, it's a good question. This is going to be your soid right through the tofa. Actually, this nakuda. Have you got this heta by tofa as well? That if it's not shel kayom, it's not made le kayoma, it's mutter. Here is a ramah. It's a ramah in two places. Let's see if we'll find it. More in two places. So the Ramah says one is in Shin Yud Zayin, Fiyush Ein Shekhiyama. One is the Ramah in Shin Yud Zayin Siv Gimel. There, the Ramah seems to bring a machlokes. In Shin Yud Zayin Siv Gimel, Ramah says, "Lachein Asul and Matir Lachter Gzushim and Onim Atfurim Yachter Kader Shoyim Oisin." You mustn't cut or snap off shoes, which means sewn together by the professionals. Kader Shoyim Oisin. Afal Gafter Atfir Ein Shekhiyama. Even though it's Ein Shekhiyama, the stitching you made is only meant for a short time, Ein Shekhiyama, even so the Ramah says it's awesome. Then he says, the Ein Chilek B'Tfira B'Ein Shekhiyama, in Tfira, in sewing, there's no leniency. There's no leniency in sewing, whether it's made for a long time or a short time. Yesh Matin, then he carries on, V'Yesh Matirin B'Tfira Ein Shekhiyama. Some do hold there's this allowance, and they hold that by sewing, you've also got the allowance. It looks like, from the way that Ramah writes it, that the ikkar is there's no allowance. We are not lenient by tefira Ein Shekhiyama. So we don't have this heter. By sewing, this heter doesn't exist. It's a short-term thing. Yeah? So now, coming back to our lemaisa, we do use this sometimes as a sniff. You see, when it comes to certain things, we use it as a sniff, because the Ramah does bring another shitter. But the ikkar halacha is one should take on generally that sewing, even for a short term, is a problem. Then the Ramah speaks about needles. That's in Shin Mem Sivkot Chavzayim. So he brings the korban and sandal. Sivkot Chavzayim. Yeah, because what you're doing, you're sticking two. Because that's what we said. Okay, so we said this last time. What's the difference between kosher and tofa? Very often it clashes. So we said kosher is normally, kosher normally is you have two things, you stick together, but they're independent by itself, they're still independent. Tofa is you're blending it to become into one. Or kosher is with string and tofa is with material. So in that case there, you're being tofa over here, you've got material already here. So in the Sivkot Chavzayim, the Mishnah Berurah brings down Alkein oyster nosh to take when I cries in my beg of a machat. They use like a pin. But machat, you stay to keep as they do a double thing. And like we said already this last week, that toifa is only lechore if you do twice, yeah? I can bring my. What? In out of the air. Oh, Lamosh, you got a beg there, Lamosh. Let's say, let's posh it, Lamosh. I can't do it on my jacket here. But where be an example? Yeah.
That's right.
So we said you've got a scarf over here, you want to sew it together. So that's poshet. If a person takes the jacket like this, the material like this, and he goes through once only, right through.
That's a normal way of using safety.
What?
That is a normal way of using
safety. Safety, but that's nothing at all, yeah? That's not called sewing at all. According to that, that's no problem at all. This has only gone through once. The whole problem that we're talking about is when you go in and out again, you come back through a second time. That's called a tekifa. On that, the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Alkein oisna anoshim shetoichim and akrais and abegar amacha b'shtei tekifa. They do it with a double sewing. Lav shapi ovid. They're not doing good. Using a safety pin, says the Mishnah Berurah over here, is not a good thing. The Bais, many poskim are cholik on this. The Shai is what the Mishnah was talking about over here. So many poskim disagree. I mean, one has to know exactly what is tofa. The Moshe, someone closes his button on a shirt. Has he done tofa? Why? What's the difference? Why not?
No,
That's true. That's
well,
true.
The hole's already there.
The hole's already there. That's true. It's a good point, Master. Who said Toif has to be on a needle thread? Yeah, but you're clear. It's a good debate. It's a very good point you're saying. The Meisam, I think, I don't think it's right. The Moshel Velcro, you can see that there's a big question, yeah? There's no needle thread there. It gluing is the Meisam. The Mishnah Berurah says gluing is also a problem. Well, come tomorrow. No, I'm saying it's an interesting point. Sticking together materials is a problem. It doesn't have to be duck with a needle and thread. So the chayra, you use a needle and you stick the things together over here. That's right. A button is all right because a button is clear. There's a temporary sewing. It's not. It's meant to be open and closed. It's not meant to be a permanent thing. So you're going to see in the Moshel Beis Hashem, someone's got a lining in a coat, for example, where he buttons it up, and the Moshel is meant to be for a long time. Well, that's to see about it, yeah. But generally speaking, a button is a short-term thing. When it comes to a safety pin, so this the poskim wants to make a distinction like this. First of all, a safety pin is a bimachleikas. Some say a safety pin is very similar to a button. It's meant to be a temporary a holding or something. It's not meant to be a permanent thing. Others say no. It's this carbon asal over here is machmim. The general consensus seems to be that we could be makel in this nakuda up to 1 day, and many are leaning up to 7 days. You got siruf that some people that toifa only applies to the shalkayama. Plus, some say that a needle is not called toifa. And therefore, those two together, one allows a person to use a safety pin. And say the whole problem with a safety pin is only when you go in and out on the same side. If you go just once through, like I've done over here, there's no shal at all. You with me?
Yeah. Absolutely.
No.
When you've done that, you put the pin through once.
Yes.
Then you've secured the end.
I've secured it, that's nothing. That's called one's going once. It's gone one through each side, that's nothing. The issue of tefillah has to be goes in and comes out on the same side. Yeah, it's nothing. This is not called a lasting thing. It's not called joined together this properly. All right, it's joined, but it's not called enough. It's not enough. That's poshus mutter. The whole shayla they're speaking about is where you take this needle. That the whole shayla they're talking about is where you take this needle. You go in and you come out again. I can do it. Yeah, but I've gone through twice. I come out to the same side again. Yeah, that's much better to feel. You can see it's one is joined. That is witness to Shaila. So the common sounds machmir. We said last week with Machriya, many not everyone holds that, but a lot of possible take on like this, that the whole issa by a safety pin is only if it's more than 7 days. If you use a safety pin for less than 7 days, many possible take on one can be makel, because first of all, safety pins are a Shaila. Second of all, you've got another straw that might be Ainishal Kayon, might not be a problem with Tofa, and therefore that is mutter. That's what we said last week. That's what comes out. Shaila's a bit misupic about this. He brings different shitters, but many swarm do bring this down. This is the hachra they bring, that one can be lenient if a person is doing it for less than 7 days, and he's using a safety pin for less than 7 days. So Ab Khan, we spoke about someone's got a tear in his trousers or something, and he wants to sew it up. Or someone, let's say, for example, Boshem is losing weight, and his trousers are falling down, so he wants to put a safety pin over here to tighten it down, a double side, that we wanted to do. That's what we said last week, yeah? That's good? That's what comes out, the Chayra. What could be a problem, though, is the following. Sometimes, we said, this is what we ended off with last week, we said that sometimes, even though a safety pin is mutter, but a safety pin is not allowed to be there for a permanent thing. You mustn't leave it there permanently. So Chazal made a gezeira. A person puts a safety pin in a place where it's very likely for him to leave it there for a long time. That means when he puts it in, either shies, when he puts it in, he might then decide to leave it there for a long time. Or he puts it in a place, but it's very likely, it's such a good place, the way he's done it, that he might leave it there for a long time. That's also with Rabbanon. So we said, that's how we ended off last week, the chayra, a hem. Someone's got a trouser, the bottom of the trouser, the hem of the trousers come undone. So a person could use a safety pin, and he goes in and out twice, obviously, otherwise no shadow, just once is no problem. He goes in and out. There, it's very likely he might leave it. That could be more of an issue. Something which is the derech to a person to leave, that is much more of an issue that could be problematic, because Chazal made a gezeira in a case where a person might leave something that it's not in Shekhem, you lost one of your ten already, yeah? It's going to be there for a long time, you mustn't do it. So you've got a problem. Someone's hem has come undone on Shabbos. What can he do? No, what's
it? It's safe to them, but not to them. Just make sure to take it up after 24 hours or within 24 hours.
Oh, yeah, but it won't help you. If the derech is that many people do leave it like that, then you're going to have a problem because I'll make the gezeira.
Just do it one instead of two.
If you do it once, maybe it's not called tefillah, that could be better, yeah? Another eitzah would be an interesting eitzah. Is if a person, they give two eitzahs really for this, yeah? How to get around this problem. Very interesting, how to get around this problem. So you're right, if you go only through once, that's one way to get around it. Another way to get around it is... that means, can you devise a way that the pin won't be left there for a long time?
You put a pin somewhere else as well.
What? Yeah, but how, maybe you need both of them.
You see the pin on the outside.
Oh, I'll tell you what, Ace, a good Ace, if you leave the pin sticking out, and it is visible, part of the pin is sticking out. That means no one wants to walk around with a hem and part of the pin. You don't let the whole pin stick out, but if you leave part of the pin sticking out, that itself is already a riot that you're not going to leave it there. You understand? That's a riot. You won't leave it like that because no person wants to walk around. He's embarrassed, really. Most people don't like walking around with a hem, and at the bottom of the hem, you've got a pin inside there, and part of the pin is sticking out. Yeah, so it's a less brainer for now. You'll do it. That is a way to stop yourself having a problem because you've done it. You've devised a method which is going to stop you leaving it there in that way. That's method number one. It's an interesting method. You leave part of the pin, the safety pin, sticking out. The part of the needle part is still sticking out. That would be okay. Another what? Why? Why won't it work? When it won't work, it won't stick.
Yeah.
Of course it will. You go through twice, but you leave a bit of a sticking out. Why can't it be safety pin?
The head's sticking out.
You go in and out, but you leave part of it on the outside. You don't do it from the back. You don't do it from the inside, where it's visible. You leave it on the outside. You start with the outside. So part of the metal is sticking out. Well, I have to show you a pair of trousers. I can't. I've got my... You know what? We'll be there tomorrow. Bring a pair of trousers. I'll show you. I'll be there, okay? Wednesday. We'll be there. I'll try and bring a pair of trousers to you, yeah?
Tuesday.
We'll be there. Yeah, we'll be there. I'll show you. I'm not sure why you can't do it. So I'm shy. What? On the same side? Comes out on the same side? Yeah, that could be the issue. It comes out on the same side. And you're going to leave there for a long time. Well, yeah, short time is okay, but where there's a gazelle that you might leave for a long time is also awesome. So here, there's a gazelle you might leave for a long time, and a hen normally you leave for a long time. So if you can make it in a way where the pin sticks out, and it's visible, that means when you walk on the street, someone can see a little bit of the pin sticking out. It's embarrassing, it's not really ideal, that would do. Another method you could use is, you know, these dressmakers, they've got needles, which are just pointy. They've got not a safety pin, it's a straightforward needle. Sometimes you go buy a new shirt from the what do you call it? Oh, so you buy a new shirt, for example, so it comes, it's stuck with needles into the actual cardboard. That's a straightforward pin. Now, those pins, a person wouldn't leave in his trousers for a long time, because they're very pointy. And you could hurt yourself with those. And it's dangerous. So the person might use it temporarily, but he's not going to leave it there for a long time. He doesn't want to prick himself. So that is another way you can get around this problem, because you've devised a method where you're not likely to leave it in there for a long time. So there's two ways to get around this when you want to do your hem up. If you want to do your hem up, there's two ways of doing it. Either you can do it so that the pin sticks out, it's visible, and therefore that stops you a kashash of leaving it there. Yeah, even if you forget, because it's not there to leave it there. What? Yeah, the dirt's not to leave it there. So even if you leave it there, that's right, it's quite a good point, actually. Even if you leave it there, it's okay, because it's not the dirt to leave it there. So it now becomes a much bigger thing. It's called a temporary thing. You shouldn't have in mind to leave it there. You should make it, you want to take it out within 7 days, or at least within 7 days. But if you did leave it there, it's still okay. Or the other way is to use a pin, which is, what do you call it, which is... A sewing lady's seamstress needle with just a straightforward pin, which there is the chayra, also not likely going to leave it there. Because most people won't leave it there, scared they're going to get themselves pricked or something, so they'll take it out. So that's also okay. Okay, that's another way of getting around this problem. I say also, just to do it once through is also no problem at all. Yeah, once through is a kind of problem at all. The other interesting shayla is also very interesting, is about blue tack. Using blue tack on Shabbos. Now, blue tack normally is a method of sticking something for a very temporary thing. It's meant to be on a noticeable for a bit of time. I mean, the idea of blue tack is to reuse it. That's the whole idea of blue tack. So, lechayra, really, it's a very temporary sort of sticking. You could have assumed, and some people want to suggest, that maybe you could compare this to a button. It's fastening something, it's holding something down, but it's a very temporary way of fastening something. No.
As long as it stays up, it'll stay up. It won't bother you. But the button, eventually, you can take the
It's true. Most people use blue stuff for notices, and then you don't want to notice that. It's not. Most notices are not stayed loyal and void. You want to leave there for a short time. And notice that the idea of blue tie is normally, which is not a permanent thing. That's right. I'm just thinking now, as I speak to you now, actually, it's interesting, actually, a safety pin as well, actually, is interesting. Can you put a notice up on the notice board with a safety pin? An interesting question, actually. The chari, is that tofa? Well, if it's mutter to do, if it's not tofa, there's no problem. So I'm not sure. The chari doesn't sound right, but the chari... What?
Nothing to do with that. Notices.
What's wrong? Now, in this shade, I'm not sure it's binyan sticking onto a wall. I don't know, but I'm not sure it's binyan. If not, I have to check this up. It's an interesting point, actually. But blue tack, what should be the problem with blue tack? It's not toy for blue tack. The problem with blue tack, what is the problem with blue tack, Rabbi Isai? What's wrong with glue? What's wrong with glue? What's wrong with blue tack? Mold is close. The shadow of a machik. Smoothing. Normally, when you do blue tack, you have to smooth it out, but you have to rub it a bit to get it smooth. So therefore, normally blue tack is under the is of mamachik. Even if you don't want to smooth it out, you want to use a blue tack as it is, but since it's very normal to rub it, to smooth it out before you use it, Chazal made the gezeirah shem yamarech. Interesting thing. So the chayra, blue tack might not be a problem with satofa, possible, might not be a problem with satofa, but the chayra is very problematic with the is of mamachik. So one should not use blue tack on Shabbos either.
Sticky.
Yeah, but it's often like that. So, you got glue. You've actually got glue and on. But what? You sew a button onto a shirt, yeah. And once you've got the button, and you got the what's sewing? The thread is between. Where's the thread?
The thread is hooking the button to the shirt. Whereas here in blue tack, there's something in between. It's not connecting the two aspects.
You're not connecting it. Yeah.
It's connected there. This is not. You're saying this is not connected. Yeah, the thread connects it to the thing. I don't know why this is different. The blue tack's connecting the paper to the notice board. It's got a tiny little bit in between, but it might get stuck onto the notice board now. That's called stuck onto the notice board.
Yeah, two together. Blue tack, notice board, blue tack, and paper. Come on, all one piece. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know, it's interesting. The Maisa, anyway, Mitzat Toib might not be a problem. It could be Mitzat Toib is not a problem, but the Maisa is a problem with Mitzat Mamachik. So the Maisa, you've got a problem with smoothing it out. Since it's something which is normally to smooth out, a person can't use blue tack on Shabbos. I've got to check about drawing pins, whether you can use this. Interesting question. Moshe, it can happen something. You go past the notice board in Shul, and one of the imitations has come off the. One of the pins have come out. So you want to do a Toib, you want to stick the notice back onto the notice board. So, as Toifa, don't know, it's an interesting question. Is it Toifa that? That's the Chayr. It's not Toifa, it's only going through once, yeah? It's not Toifa, it's only going through once into the cardboard, into the board. The only problem could be, I think it's a Shadow Binyan, maybe. I'll have to check it up. I think it's a Shadow Binyan, maybe. Anyway, let me quick recap what we said. So, we said the Maisos, using a safety pin for your hem, that could be a problem because it's often left for a long time. And something which is left for a long time could be a problem. But we're saying if you leave it in a way that it's visible to others to see, or you use these seamstress ones, pins, which are straight, you won't leave it in there for a long time, that's mutter. Then we spoke about blue tack. Blue tack is mutter, is a problem of using blue tack on Shabbos, because even though there's no toif with blue tack, it's not a problem, it's a temporary thing, but since lemaisa is normal to mamachik it, to smooth it out before you use it, there's an issur mamachik on such a thing, and even if you don't smooth it out, since it's shtayach to do, you've got a problem. Okay, no, everybody's okay, is that good, your safety pen? Yes, good? Your answer? Why, what do you mean, which part are you on?